This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and it's for bad guys. And of course, all the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Bean, broadcasting live out of Little Falls, Minnesota, of all places. We're going to be doing a Midwest radio tour the up and coming weeks. We'll give you more details as things emerge. In the process, we are out and about doing what we're called to do. Luke 19:10. Take a moment and read what it says, friends. You'll understand what we're doing here. I wanted to let you know, yesterday we were talking about none other than an email that I received from a listener telling me that they were listening to Mark Levin, who, by the way, used to be a part of Ronald Reagan's administration back in the 80s, who was sharing with conservatives of the day that Donald Trump can do absolutely nothing concerning the crimes of none other than Hillary Clinton herself. And I had basically laid to the candor of you, the listener, who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the Constitution of the United States and our founding forefathers? Or are you going to listen to today's modern conservative who are yesterday's liberals? Because, friends, I have to say that they're the worst of men. But keep in mind, as long as they withhold their finger from showing you what the Constitution and or moral law says, the Mosaic Institution called common law in the United States of America, guess what? They get to hold on to their jobs, and that's exactly what the conservatives of the day are doing their best to do, friends. And so I want to set the record straight, and what I did yesterday is I showed you exactly what George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, what he did concerning those that committed the act of treason in the United States, which is a violation when you read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution of the United States. So I showed you exactly the opposite concerning what the modern-day administration does in answer to crimes committed against we the people, in contrast to what our forefathers did concerning those that committed the act of treason. And then I took the time to show you, friends, what Section 4, Article 2 of the United States Constitution has to say in dealing with corruption in your government. It says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. So when we put that up to, in contrast to what the conservatives of the day are telling you, in contrast to what your forefathers established, not only through their words, their pen, but also their action, Mayor Andre, George Washington, who hung him publicly for the very sake of his love for God, man, and his country. He understood that justice is what guards our liberty. And by the way, that's just what it happens to say on the back of the Supreme Court chambers or the picture of Moses on the top with two tablets in his hand. Justice is the guardian of our liberty. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to take it a step further, friends. I'd like to give you the characteristics of our forefathers. I'd like to give you the characteristics of those that have been mislabeled the bad guy when, in fact, they're the good guy. So we can set the record straight and begin to iron out our discerners that which God has bestowed upon us through something called conscience. And conscience means with knowledge. So without further ado, we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. But what I wanted to do before we actually get to that is I wanted to take you over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And as I bring you over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com again, I want you to keep in mind, friends, that the power of the Constitution lies within the people. And your willingness to actually enforce the laws against not only those that serve we the people, but also those that are abroad. I've shared with you over and over and over again, America, those that are creating domestic insurrection within the United States of America is not only the media in glove, hand in glove, but also with corrupt politicians. And until you begin to deal with the two of them, nothing's going to change in this country. And to prove my point, did you know that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a New York SAFE Act leads to the confiscation of innocent man's guns? Now, who's doing that, friends? Is that good government, or is that a corrupt system? Is that corrupt government, or is that good government? Of course, it's corrupt government violating the very oath that they swore that they themselves would uphold and uphold with their hand on that Bible. Don't forget, it's swearing that they'll uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Also on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have another Muslim in Virginia who holds mother and two kids captive for over 2 years in the United States of America. Now, America, are you going to let it bleed into your borders before you begin to understand what they now understand over in Europe, over in Germany, over in France, over in Sweden, over in Britain, before you begin to understand the degree of the danger that you're dealing with when you subject yourself to the Muslims? Because, friends, we're beginning to see it bleed in America. And until, again, America, you stand up and enforce the laws against those politicians that are alluring these Muslims into the United States of America, you're only going to see more of an increase of the crimes committed against we the people, and namely in this particular situation, a Muslim who holds his mother and two kids captive, the innocent, for over 2 years. They'll get a slap on the hand, they'll be released to do it again, and you can rest assured, friends, he will do it all over again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. More than, listen to this again, friends, more than 50 Democrats plead for Mattis to ignore transgender military ban. Now, who's advocating transgenderism, friends? Is it the one or two transgenders that you might have in Hollywood, California, or in San Francisco? Or is this representatives that are picking these up and opening the floodgates to transgenderism and confusion, namely to our younger kids? God said that he created man and woman, period. Transgenderism, there is no such thing. When we stick to the word, confusion goes. Without the word, confusion comes. So let's get it straight. Again, more than 50 Democrats plead for Mattis to ignore transgender military ban. Now, what goes off in me, friends, is that flag goes up and the lights go on and says, you know what, Bradley? Find out who these 50 Democrats are, these lawless individuals, and deal with them. And go to Article 2, Section 4, and to implement the law and enforce the law and impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and then to charge them, not to just slap their hands and, well, let the next guy come in and do the same thing that the last guy did. No, the American people need to put down their foot and let those that are up and coming in government know that we will not tolerate, that we will not.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Spend the next 45 minutes just highlighting what's going on in your country and who the responsible party is. I mean, a bunch of grown-up little communists who never grew up in the head or in the heart. I mean, we're to grow up in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not the other direction. We're to grow up into spiritual matters concerning the grace that has been bestowed upon us. We grow in grace, not the other way around. I mean, folks, you're letting these corrupt politicians have the helm of this country without consequence of the laws that they violate on a continuous basis. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to also jump over on our Facebook, you can do so. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. For what it's worth. And you can also jump on to give us a phone call. Tell us what you're thinking. 79 radio stations across the United States of America are listening even now, as well as 53 countries. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's jump over to, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Just to further again solidify my point. President Harry S. Truman said that. The President of the United States of America back in the 50s said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Now look where all the crooks are going. They want to represent you, the people. And the first president of the United States of America, George Washington, warned long ago concerning those who represent the American people that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Folks, when you close the door, you drop the lawful hammer upon crime concerning corrupt politicians, you shut the door on special interest groups. Matter of fact, you take it where you turn on the special interest groups if you have a statesman or a stateswoman that will magnify the law, because that is illegal in this country. Well, as we take a look at what is happening in the arena of politics today, we can see that his warning has been largely ignored by the people that he was addressing. I'll say it one more time. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Now, today, Americans are betrayed on a daily basis by corrupt politicians, and that with a kiss. How do you justify it through inaction, America? You can't. Read Luke 22, verse 48. Now, to prove the point, have you ever wondered about the politicians who are to, again, serve we the people, enter office with little to nothing, and before you know it, they have garnered great wealth? Here's some statistics for you. As a matter of fact, listen carefully, America. I'm talking about your representatives. 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. How did that happen? 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. Well, does it line up with what President Harry S. Truman said? You better bet your bottom dollar it does. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. But you have 268 of those that represent you, of the 534 members who are now millionaires. I mean, one has to ask the question, who are they working for? You know they're not working for you. Folks, they're assaulting you on a daily basis. They're working to upend your sovereignty because they're working for a bunch of communists who will drop the foot upon them first and foremost. But they're too stupid to figure that much out. And you're too, America, lethargic, intolerant to tolerate the crimes of the stupid. Because that means when stupid goes down, you go down with them. And it humors me to no end how the American people sit there and they laugh off Maxine Waters. They laugh off Dianne Feinstein. They laugh off Nancy Pelosi. They laugh off Harry Reid. They laugh off Barack Hussein Obama. And the list goes on and on and on and on. But America, let me tell you something. The joke's on you. It's not on them. They don't care about what you say to them. You know, yesterday I brought forth a quote by none other than... I'm pulling it up right now, folks. We're doing live radio. I can see him. Newt Gingrich, love him or hate him, he was right. If you want to dry up the swamp, this is conservative talk right now. You want to dry up the swamp, he said, you start putting a few people in jail, you'll see the leaks dry up dramatically. Of course you will, because you just sent the message that we will not tolerate crime. It's called the fear of the Lord. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness, right? Not the other way around. And by the way, it's the beginning of wisdom. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. The froward mouth do I hate, saith the Lord. And the word also tells us in Proverbs 8 that I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. And when you take a little time to study the word of God in common sense, you go to Isaiah 56, and the Bible says again, blessed is the man that keepeth judgment, for the Lord is nigh unto him to show him his salvation, liberation from bondage. He promises to do so. Also read Isaiah 59. Also read Jeremiah 9:24. Also read Psalm 97 and Psalm 101 and Psalm 89 when you get a moment. And read Isaiah 51 verse 4 as well, and you'll understand who we are as a people from that last scripture reference that I gave you. Hey, how is it that America has experienced so much ungodly and unconstitutional change? Proverbs 24, verse 21. And over the last 50 years in this country, well, we wonder why America is being turned into hell, as I already brought up, folks. But perhaps it's because there's been senators in government that have been serving themselves, as well as special interest groups that have literally been conspiring against the American people for years and years and years and years. As a matter of fact, let me tell you what Robert C. Byrd said. He's a Democrat, which makes no difference, right? from West Virginia. He said, don't forget about Daniel K. Inouye, who served 49 years, Storm Thurmond, 47 years, Edward Kennedy, 46 years, Patrick J. Lee, 42 years, and the list goes on and on and on. Just ask them. Well, Bradley, you're saying, what did they say? They're showing you through their actions what they're saying, by what they're doing. Read 2 Corinthians 11 when you get a moment. The whole of it. Matthew 7, the whole of it. Just think about this, friends. They've been there for 49 years, for 47 years, for 46 years, for 42 years. You want to know why they're doing that? Because the American people are being told by the media they say they don't believe in. 94% now, a new stat just came out last week. 94% of you don't believe what they have to say, but you believe them through your actions. Or, I'm sorry, your inactions. Just think about that. They can stay as long as they want to, as long as they're reelected. Who's reelecting them, America, when it's not the people? Wow, now it takes money to make sure they're reelected. They say to actually get a president in the people's White House, it takes $250 million. The president has to raise that money. Who do you think he's going to get that money from? Those that want to control him and dictate him. Listen, just recently, I had an individual, I was talking to him last week, and I've had people try to do this before, where they want to support your ministry, but they want to dictate the anointing and call of God in your life. And I was on the phone with him, and I said, well, listen, we got some things coming up. The Minnesota State Fair, we're going to have a booth there. We got this going on, this, that, and the other thing, and a whole plethora of other things that we do on a daily basis, mind you. And I said, would you be interested in helping that particular area concerning the State Fair? And it was about a three-week call. So I texted him a week later, no response. He's never done this before. Then I sent another text a week later, no response. And I just thought, well, is something wrong here? I couldn't guess as to what the problem could be. He called me and said he wanted to be a part of who we were, which was fine. That was great. We love that, right? But the third week goes by, and I just said, are we good? Are we on the same page? And he says back to me, I can do nothing unless I first hear from the Lord. This is 3 weeks down the waiting time on my end for him to respond. And I said, it's not about the money. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. And he replies with, I can't do anything until I first hear from God. Okay, this is a religious shield from responsibility is really what it comes down to. And interestingly enough, he comes back and he says, I can't do anything until I hear from God. And then he said something else right after that. And then he said, period. And then I responded back to him and I said, listen, I wasn't talking about the money. I was just making sure that me and you are still on the same page. Because if not, that's okay. We can part. We don't need to go forward any longer. So I get a phone call within about 30 seconds. I'll tell you about the phone call right when I get back, only to prove what I deal with. We're highlighting right now, friends, politicians that claim that they are corrupt. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Into the Sons of Liberty. So I'm sharing with you right now corrupt politics. I didn't say it, though I am saying it. The American politician, yes, we are corrupt. And then I also highlighted the fact that President Harry S. Truman told the American people, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And yet we see 268 of the 534 members, they're millionaires mysteriously. How's that working out, America? That means they're selling you out with a kiss. Luke 22:48. You're selling out the Son of Man with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. They sold their soul. I was also highlighting how when you listen to what George Washington said, how I can take this home, he said, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. And I took that over, and because you can liken this to politics very much. folks, there's self-proclaimed whores and hirelings that call themselves preachers across the United States that sell out to the whims of men. They're men pleasers. And in saying that, they care more about pleasing men, opposite of Scripture, read Galatians 1. They are opposite of God pleasers. They seek the praise of men more than that they seek the praise of God. And that's the bottom line. That is a fact. That's why they withhold the truth. And they preach the lie. They omit. And I was sharing with you how I had a conversation about a week and a half ago with a guy. I sent a text 3 weeks ago. We got some events coming up, and we wanted to ask him if he wanted to be a part of it. And namely at the Minnesota State Fair. We've been there for 11 years now. I believe that this is the 12th year coming up. And I didn't hear from him the first week. I didn't hear from him the second week. I didn't hear from him the third week. And I've known the guy for probably 5 years now, and I've never seen this happen before. And he initially called me and told me he believed that he was supposed to plug in with us, at least through affiliation. And that was great. We loved that. We got hundreds of those people, and we thank God for them. And, but interestingly enough, he didn't call me, and I just said, well, what's the problem? That's what I was asking. Are we good? Is what I said, question mark. And he came back with, well, I can't move until God tells me so. And then he said it again a different way. And then he said, period, like he was backhanding me. And I just said to him, well, it wasn't about the money. I just wanted to make sure that we're good. And then I said back to him, because I sensed the insincerity, I said, period. And about 30 seconds later, I get a phone call. And this was last week and a half ago, and I'm sitting on the phone, and he said, hey, this is so-and-so. And he just sat there and said nothing. And I had a smile on my face, and I said, yes. And he said, I can't really do anything until, you know, the Lord. I said, what did I just say to you on my text? I said, what did I just tell you? I said, it's not about the money. I don't care if you support the ministry or not, I told him. It's not about the money. I said, I wanted to make sure that we're still good. And then he went back to it again. In other words, he was playing the little church games that people get caught up into, and then they forget about the world. See, the Bible tells us when we follow the Christ, he causes us to become fishers of men. That's not what these people do. And I said back to him, I said, I can discern your churchisms here. And I said, I'm sure you get on the phone quite a bit, and you dictate your local pastor. I'm sure you do it. He has no business leading the church, neither, by the way. It's first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. But I said, you know what? The anointing over here, my friend, is not for sale. So you go ahead and keep playing games with people while the world's going to hell. You want to play your little dictatorial games here. And I said, I'm not going down that road. I said, by the way, if you wanted to get together with you and your kids, that would be great. Just totally bypassed everything that he was trying to pull me into. And he said, well, I could tell you all this little fuzzy-wuzzy stuff and tell you that we'd do that. I said, no, that's okay. I said, we don't have to. I said, that's totally fine. I said, God bless you. You take care of yourself. Now, friends, my point is this. People in the church all day long dictate the whore and the hireling from the pulpit. You better bet your bottom dollar that special interest groups are dictating these 268 supposed representatives of the American people that are now become millionaires mysteriously out of the 535 members that are millionaires. Let's go back to what George Washington said. He said, few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Listen, I know all things come from my Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I really, truly do know that. Read John 15, because without him, we can do nothing. I get that. I understand that. I live that. But the fact of the matter is, friends, these people literally are selling you out. And I didn't say it. They did. And the president back in the 50s warned you that the only way that politicians can get rich is if they are a crook. And yet we see this happening all day long. And now going over again to Robert C. Byrd from West Virginia, and Daniel K. Inouye, who served for 49 years mysteriously, Storm Thurmond, 47 years, Edward Kennedy, 46 years, Patrick J. Lee, 42 years, and the list goes on and on and on of those that have mysteriously become very wealthy, and somehow or another, they are still in the same position, many of them. If you have not taken the time to see Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, do yourself a favor. When that movie came out back in the 30s, it's great. It's an A-plus movie. When that movie came out in the 30s, politicians in Washington, D.C. were very angry that Capra put that movie out. It's James Stewart, and the producer was Capra. Hey, folks, what's that, Sam? Oh, James Stewart. I said James Stewart. You know, Jimmy James, okay. Just wanted to make sure, right? So I can just hear the media-minded folks, again, the modern-day conservatives say, this is not right, or where did you get, yep, this is what they say. Where did you get this information from? I love it. I totally love it. The country is being destroyed from within, and then when you tell them who the responsible party is, namely them, for allowing corrupt politicians to sell them down the river, they say, where did you get this information from? I mean, really? I mean, again, friends, these are the people that you can transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And they don't see it because they don't want to see it. And I don't care if they want to see it. I'm showing it to them. And the fact of the matter is, they know it's true. But here's the media-minded, modern-day conservatives say, this is not right. Or, where did you get this information from? Bradley, go ahead and back it up. I want you to prove what you're telling me. And I got to sit down, and I'm glad I'm sitting down right now, and I got to say, are you kidding me? Well, I say back, I always have in the past, and I will do so again. These are the facts. Here's a list of politicians that have 1960s in California State Treasury in the 1970s and 80s. He said, money is the mother's milk of politics. The millionaire's class and the billionaire class increasingly own the political process. And they own the politicians. And all you Trumpites, Donald even said the same thing. But you're being duped by Donald. Okay? And they own the politicians that go to them for money. How many times I've seen this in churches in America? It's sick, America. And that's why it's become a total reproach. The politicians that go to them for money, we are moving very, very quickly from a democratic society, which we are not. Again, we're a republic. One person, one vote, to an oligarchy, form of society, where few rule over many, where billionaires would be determining who the elected officials of this country are. Of course they are. And we see this through the likes of none other than George Soros and others. Let's go over to socialist, communist Bernie Sanders. I mean, wow. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22. Here's one for you. Socialist Bernie Sanders, U.S. Senator from Vermont, said many similar things such as, I think many people have the mistaken impression that Congress regulates Wall Street. The real truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. So it's not me saying this, America. Again, it's them out of their own mouths. So in other words, the dog is not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, wagging the dog. I love that. I love that because you know what? It's a law unto itself and it's surrounding. It pulls all the rugs. Facts do. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. The dog is not wagging the tail. The tail is, in fact, wagging the dog. Vice President Joe Biden, if you want to call him that. You have to go where the money is. Know where the money is. There's almost always implicitly some string attached. It's awful hard to take a whole lot of money from a group you know that has a particular position. Then you conclude that they're wrong and vote no. today's whole political game, run by an absurdist nightmare of moneyed elites, is ridiculous. A game in which corporations are people and money is magically empowered to speak. Candidates trek to the corporate suites and secret retreats of the rich, shamelessly selling their political souls, said Jim Hightower, former Democratic Agriculture Commission, Commissioner of Texas. Well, just think, folks, these guys at the agriculture, just keep in mind, they're in cahoots with big business, too. That's why they're telling you, like, milk and beef and other foods are really good for you, when in fact the opposite is true. See, they're doing what they're told to do. And I want to say to all you, well, you elitists, and you very wealthy.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to give you another testimony because I think it always hits home that way. And, oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know, too, friends, that on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you ready for this one? Again, going line upon line, precept upon precept. This, I seen this whack at RNC in Tampa Bay during the RNC some years back. Debbie Wasserman Schultz admits to security violations, blames network administration for not stopping her. Folks, she's also the individual that warned people not to expose goes the party for voter fraud, and then mysteriously, what was it, 3, 4, 5 individuals? She said, if you think there's not going to be consequence, you better think again. Listen to this, okay? And then all of a sudden, they're killed. And then everybody in America, who did it? What's the problem? Where did this come from? Well, listen, she said it. Hold her response. What do you mean there's going to be consequence for you exposing us? That's what she said. But again, friends, showing you who's responsible for what's going on in your country. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, again, admits to security violations, but she's there, blames network administration for not stopping her. I mean, this is ridiculous. They're a bunch of grown-up kids that have never been chastised. Hey, America, to he who withholds the rod hates his son or daughter. It's time for you to chastise them. Be times, as it tells us in the book of Proverbs. But again, check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're talking about the American politician. Yes, we are corrupt. I want to give you another analogy of a time that I was tempted. Now, in 14, at that particular time, 14 years of ministry, me and 30 people that were a part of my ministry did 360 public high schools. Okay, in 24 different states. So we wanted to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. So what we did is we had to raise our own money. That means we had street teams out every day. We had to literally work for every dime that we got. We lived from month to month, more than not, week to week, and even sometimes day to day to make sure that we survived. And every night I was faithfully at that center while everybody was at home doing their thing, praying to the Lord to take care of us for 2 or 3 hours every single night. And why? Because I know He hears me and I know He answers me. Well, that went on for about 14 years. At the beginning of my ministry, I was in North Minneapolis, West Broadway, in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. And interestingly enough, we heard of a guy that would support ministries like ours. Well, it was really cool because we got him into the mix. Somehow, one of the guys in the ministry got in contact with him, and he wanted to see one of our assemblies. So he came out to Hinckley, Minnesota to see one of our assemblies. It was really good to see him here. This guy really cared about what he was supporting. I like that. He's cross-checking. Are these guys the real deal before he supports them? He did. And, well, what was interesting about this guy is I sat with him one time. We had lunch, and every time I sat with this guy, he always had something that he had to teach me. And the fact of the matter is, even being a baby Christian, I knew 98% through experience more than what he wanted to teach me in his 2%. And that wasn't me above him. No, it was just like I really liked the guy. He was a really cool guy, and I still think he is a really cool guy. But I think he's got some issues, for real, right? Well, I remember one day we were sitting in a restaurant, and he had a check in his pocket. And I thought that was kind of weird, the way he had it hanging out of his pocket. Is it like, you know, he's alluring me because he's got a check in his pocket, and I'm going to be a good little submissive boy and sell out the anointing like we see in America? And, of course, that was not there. What God puts in you, no devil in hell, nor is any man going to take it out of you neither. Now, again, keep in mind, I think he was a really cool guy, and I still do. But what was interesting about this guy is he handed me a check to support the ministry. That was at the beginning. It was like, praise God. As a matter of fact, I remember the first day I ever went to the mailbox, and we had a $5 check in the mailbox. And I just was so, so thankful. Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. I bless your holy name. And I sat there, and I just thanked God with tears running down my face. Because he heard me and he was answering me. That was over a $5 check. I don't ever want to forget those days. To support people are entrusting me to do what God wants me to do and commands me to do. I have a responsibility and an obligation to give back to those people. And show them the fruits of our labor and their labor. So when they sow the seed, I always feel obligated to show them what we have done and what we are doing. This ministry has never been about a day, never been about going to people to ask to support this ministry concerning what we're going to do. It's always been, this is what we have done, and this is now what we're doing. Would you like to be a part of it? It's always been that way. And by the way, just a side note, I've never been one to ask for support. I don't like doing it. You could probably count on 2 hands how many times I've asked on this radio show. Oh, let's go to 3 hands. over the last 15 years, 16 years of being on the radio. I just don't like doing it. Because you would think that people would have enough common sense to understand how ministries are supported. And they do. And we thank you for that. But going back to this guy, he had a check in his pocket and he handed it over to me. And I was so thankful for it. And then he would want to get together periodically, and we would. And I remember he invited me to come over to his house. He's a really cool guy. Took a little time. I don't do meetings, neither, friends. But with this guy, it was like, okay. So I went over and I met with him, went into his house. I was blown away. I'm from North Minneapolis. I was a welfare kid, okay? I knew what it was like not to have a dad and, for the most part, not have a mom around. And it was just me and my brother in Little House on the Prairie. I understood all that. So when I walked into this guy's house, he had a big window with a swimming pool in the backyard. It's like, nice. This is like going into a super nice hotel. And like I said, every time I sat down with him, he always had something he wanted to teach me. And more than not, it would be like, but that's not what the Word says. And I would say, the Word says this. And I would give him point of reference. And he didn't like that. And again, I didn't care because I wasn't going to be usurped by a man to steal away my anointing. Cool guy, keep in mind. And not that he even knew exactly what he was doing. Well, there was one point where he came into our office, our little office where we had 30 people working out of, and it was an $800 a month office. It was just the coolest thing. Despise not small beginnings, we never have. And though it was hard, okay, there was a cross, and where there's the real faith, there is going to be the cross laid to it. And interestingly enough, him and his brother came down one time, and his brother was, you know, he honored his brother easily above the things of God as well. I mean, it was just, he sold out. And I remember one day we were sitting there, and I just looked at him, and in my stupidities at the beginning of ministry, I just said, are you like, I don't know, I mean, being in this guy's house, is it like, are you like a millionaire or something, as I said in my confounded state? Because it was overwhelming. And he said to me, he looked at me and he said, way beyond that. And I thought, okay, cool. What's that like, right? And again, I've never been one to aspire after riches. And nor am I starstruck, nor is my wife. And interestingly enough, I remember him and his brother being in the office, and his brother said something to me, and I said something back to him. And his brother, because nobody talks back to his wealthy brother, and he was going to support our ministry, so you better just shut your mouth and do what you're told. Well, his brother slams his fist down on the table, and he says, my brother can make your wildest dreams come to pass. And I started to chuckle a little bit. I'll never forget it. I just chuckled a little bit, because I knew that this guy never had anybody tell him a thing or two about what the Word says. Or maybe he had something to learn. And I did it out of innocence, completely. And I remember looking at him, and I was chuckling a little bit, and I said, listen, to both him and his brother, if your heart is not into what we're doing here, then you can leave. Because this ministry is not for sale, nor is the anointing. That would be very, very bad for me to do something like that. And if you want to find out what I'm talking about, why don't you look to Aaron? This isn't take off your golden earrings and let's throw it into a fire and create a golden calf and say, these be our gods, O Israel. And keep in mind, Aaron sold out the Word of God because he was afraid of the people. He was a man pleaser. And then sure enough, here comes Moses breaking the two tablets. And he said, those that are on my side, come over here. Those that are not, you go over there. And then we know the rest of the story. But folks, this is the kind of stuff that should be happening in politics all day long. And by the way, politics applies to every one of us because we all live politics. And keep in mind, there is no line between church and state. The government was given by God. Just go into any Capitol building in the United States and you will see Moses. Like in Minnesota where he's awaiting the divine law. The American politician, yes, we are corrupt. Folks, we hit just the tip of the iceberg. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring this over into another show tomorrow. Because again, I want you to remember as we end the show, as President Harry S. Truman rightly said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And folks, what these politicians, these corrupt politicians are doing, are selling out.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.